Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
That's interesting. The Earth gets smaller and smaller the more time you're in the space shuttle going on up towards space. You ever notice that, Ohan?
Where are we headed?
I don't know. The moon should take like a couple hours, or the farther that you go up, the smaller the Earth gets. Thanks for coming out on such short notice, by the way. I know I called you like 25 minutes ago. And I was like, hey, Ohan, can you join me on the space shuttle? And you must be wondering, what are we doing on a space shuttle?
Yeah, where is Lars, by the way?
Lars isn't here. I just wanted to do my own episode.
But he's like the host.
Well, he's one of the hosts, and I'm the other host. And I thought that we could do a Joe episode tonight with Ohan. And that's where you come in. You're Ohan.
Is this a retaliation to the Lars and Ohan episode?
No, I wouldn't say it was retaliation. I would say that I was incredibly jealous when you took over my role and
tried
to cause a mutiny.
Mutiny?
Yeah. As I quote, on that episode, you said, now that Joe's dead, I'm going to take over his role.
Well, I do have a voice fit for radio.
Which is why I invited you on this episode, where the two of us will take over Lars's role.
Okay.
So
what's the topic? What are we talking about?
Let's talk about luggage.
Luggage.
Yeah, you ever go out of town? You ever bring a suitcase with you?
Actually, no. I did the first few times I traveled, like usually when I go to Comic-Con, I bring a suitcase, but now I just bring a duffel bag. It's just easier.
What kind of duffel bag? what are we talking here? Toomey?
No, it was like, I bought a duffel bag at TwitchCon because they were selling it at the gift shop. So, but it's like, it says Twitch on it. It's a purple duffel bag. But
it says Twitch. Does the bag twitch when you put your
what are you laughing at?
Does the bag twitch when you put your load into it?
Aren't there kids in here?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I'm just talking about loading up your bag with your
I like how you
socks.
Laughed at your own joke before saying it.
Anyway, I have a suitcase of my own that I have personally crafted. I initially wanted to make this as something of a Frankenstein suitcase using odds and ends that I found around the hotel, and I've completed it. Do you want me to show you a picture of this? This has become something of a... hold on, just give me one quick second. I'm not getting reception up here.
I didn't want to see it anyways.
Well, it's too bad because you don't get to see it. Moving on.
Okay.
So, I thought we would go on an exciting adventure, but nothing's really happening.
It's space. Like there's nothing up here.
Doesn't even look like space. It just looks like a vertical plane ride.
What does that even mean? It's space. Which way is there? There is no up.
Look over there.
A vertical plane ride? What's vertical in space? There's no such thing. What is life?
If you look down, you can still see the Earth. It's getting very small, smaller and smaller by the second. But I guess now it kind of looks like we're in space. Ooh.
Look down.
Ooh.
Which way is down?
Did you feel that throttle?
Yes.
Anyway.
Indeed.
What's going on? What's going on with Ohan? What's going on in Ohan's life?
Really? We're gonna have a topic to talk about?
Yeah, we're talking about the topic right now, which is what's new.
All
right.
Well, for the last 3 months, I've been editing for Star Wars Theory for his YouTube channel, and then I was at Comic-Con last week.
How was that? How was Comic-Con?
Comic-Con was fun. You know, it's to me, it's the same thing every year because I've gone for the last 3 years before
ooh,
this.
Ooh, look, a shooting star. Anyway, you said it's the same thing every year?
Yeah. like the convention center has the same layout. People wait in line that's for boring. Hall H because, you know, all the big stuff's in Hall H, and
that sucks.
Yeah. And then
I have some friends who went.
My girlfriend dragged me to the She-Ra panel.
Oh, shut up, Ohan. You don't have a girlfriend.
Okay. Well, anyway, but she did drag me to the She-Ra panel.
No, just
panel.
Kidding. That was rude of me to say. I was just doing one of my shut up gags, which was mean and insensitive. So I'm sorry about that.
Jew.
Oops. Anyway, I'm famous on TikTok now.
You are?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of famous? Like, how? Like,
I got a million views last week. Over a million views.
On quick, wait, would you say Quick Talk?
TikTok.
Oh, TikTok. I'd say, yeah. Wait, so what did you do?
Quick Quack.
I don't even know. I don't even want to know what you did on TikTok.
Quick Quack. I'm famous on Quick Quack.
Help me.
So did you have fun at the gym?
Okay, it turns out I'm actually here in the spaceship with you guys. Joe, have you...
God damn it, Lars. The whole point of this was to do a Larsless episode. Joe, you were here on the spaceship?
Have you ever talked to another human being before?
Sometimes.
You're just like, what's up? I'm TikTok famous. Quick clap. Like,
that's probably a good thing that you're here too, because yeah. I was running out of things to talk about.
Yeah, I was hiding in the back, but holy shit, I was just trying to listen in, and
oh my
god,
that
was rough.
I cannot believe it. You were here the whole time?
Yeah, I'm just as shocked and dismayed as you are.
Ah, shit, I'm just as shocked and dismayed as Ohan.
I'm just as shocked and dismembered as myself.
Hi, Ohan. Do you dismember?
Hi, Lars.
How's it going, buddy?
It's going. It's been a while.
Long time no see.
What surprised you most about Comic-Con this year?
So I was at the sideshow booth, and I was looking at the statues in the glass cases, right? And I noticed this overweight dude across the glass, like through the glass, and I was like looking at him, I'm like, he looks familiar, you know?
Oh, is it Boogie 2988?
No, it was Gabriel Iglesias.
Like,
oh! Why was he there?
Yeah, for the first 3 days of the con, I just saw him walking around the show floor, because I guess he has a statue at Sideshow, and he's just promoting himself, but people were, like, walking up to him and asking him for selfies and stuff, but I was just like, eh, I'm just gonna leave him alone.
I mean, having a conversation with Gabriel Iglesias is probably not gonna add to your life in any way.
I mean, I don't really find him funny. I mean, some things he says is funny, but I'm not a fan. No. Per se, but yeah, it's just, I don't know, dude, like Comic-Con has just I've gone for 4 years in a row now, and I'm just like, not, I just go there to hang out. I'm not really.
Are you gonna go next year?
Probably. I mean, the thing is, the only reason why I ever go is because I get a free badge and I have free housing there. So
what do you think about people who go just to buy stuff to resell it or get free stuff and then they sell it?
They're awful. It's awful. Like,
can you speak more to that? Because I have a manager at work who does that.
Comic-Con, I went back in 2009 and 2010. Back then, it wasn't as crowded. Tickets didn't sell out within the first, you know, few months, actually. And people used to cosplay at the convention. There was a lot of, like, community and hobby, you know, to the convention. Now it's all about consumerism with, like, Hasbro, Mattel, Gentle Giant. Like, people just go there for the exclusives and just buy stuff, you know?
Did you say has-been?
Hasbro.
Oh, you did say has been.
Yes.
Anyway.
Oh my god, Joe.
What?
What?
Can you just act like a normal human being for a little bit? Just like,
this is like a normal like day for Joe. Like, you've hung out with him in person, right? He's the exact same way.
Yeah.
The other night I was hanging out with my brother Jeff.
Stop trying to make your brother Jeff happen on the podcast.
And a couple of his friends. And it was
nobody
me
cares about
and
Jeff.
It was me and my brother Jeff and two of his friends, and I said, "Oh, there's four of us hanging out. This is an exciting night for me and three other people." And then a different night, it was five of us, and I said, "Oh, this is the most amount of people I've ever hung out with at once." It was five of us. Five.
Why do you say such awkward things?
Of course, we were playing Super Smash Bros., and there was only four controllers.
Oh, so I'm going to stop you right there. You Banjo-Kazooies and Smash Bros.
Mm.
That was the biggest announcement of my life.
Yeah, it's a little outdated now, but it's still, like, really good news.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. We haven't had a podcast since.
Well, we have. You haven't.
I haven't. Yeah, we. Me as in me and Lars, because Joe's not in the picture anymore.
this is exactly what I've been worried
like
about.
That from now
God
on.
Damn it.
But
fuck, shit, fuck, piss, motherfucker.
I think you guys got through about 10 minutes of conversation.
We were playing Melee.
Oh, even better.
No items.
Yeah, except that
Fox only.
At some point,
Final Destination.
I just got up and said, hey, I'm going to get some McDonald's right now. I can go for a Big Mac. Does anyone want anything? And then someone said, oh, have fries. And I said, oh, okay, I'll bring back the fries. So I bring back the fries. And then I'm like, well, you're going to get your hands greasy with the fries. And he's like, oh, I'll use a fork. So that's fine. I got him a fork from the kitchen. And I dig in with my hands. And they're like, aren't you worried about getting your hands greasy? Now, here's the good part.
I'm trying to kill myself right now. Listen to this.
Here's the good part. And then I said, well, obviously, I'm not getting a turn on the Super Smash Bros. And you know what? I did not play one round that night.
Joe, that was a very interesting story.
Thank you for
was
that,
Joe. Was or wasn't?
It's,
say was
it's
or wasn't?
Sarcastic was, Joe.
Oh, good. I'll take it. Good.
It is hot as balls on this spaceship, by the way.
It is fucking hot as balls. I'm naked.
Joe's probably stoned out of his mind. You are stoned. That's why you're acting weirder than usual, aren't you?
Actually, I haven't had a drink in over three and a half months, almost.
A drink?
Stoned. You drank marijuana?
Oops. No. You want to tell the audience what happened last time we hung out?
You got stoned, and then the time before that, you also got stoned. Because you're a freaking pothead, Joe.
Not anymore, though.
Oh, my gosh. I took a walk with Joe and his brother, and they were both stoned out of their minds.
Stop trying to make his brother Jeff happen.
It was like having...
My brother Jeff is a productive member of society.
Who cares?
No, he's not. I was the only sober one, and it was a weird experience.
It wasn't weird. It was a good... We had a good time, Ohan. We had a good time.
You might be exaggerating how good the time was because of your mental state, though.
Yeah.
We had a good time. I had a great time.
I bet you don't remember what happened.
No, I didn't even remember that we went on a walk until just now.
That was like one of two times we hung out this year.
That was one of the two times we hung out in the past 5 years.
Yeah, pretty much.
And none of this is relevant to anyone else. We can move on.
I'm not happy that you snuck onto the spaceship with us, Lars. How'd you even find out that we were going to be here?
Oh, because you mark everything on the calendar as to like the location and everything. Like, you'll put, like, oh, I'm going on a date with Stacy at this coffee shop at this address. Mm-hmm. And you'll estimate that it will last, like, 2 hours and 20 minutes. So you're very specific about your...
I'm accurate.
About your scheduling. So, of course I knew, because you basically told me by putting out on the podcast calendar.
That's my calendar.
No, that's our calendar.
Yeah, but you're not supposed... It said, private recording, Joe and Ohan, Lars can fuck off. So you should have read that and...
So you understand the white polar bear phenomenon, right?
The what? The white polar bear?
That?
Yeah, okay, so guys, I have a little practice for you to do. Well, an experiment. Okay, so try... Close your eyes real quick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes.
My
They're
eyes
closed.
Are closed.
I don't
Ohan,
think so.
You have one eye open.
Close it. Close it! Confirm
hey,
closed.
Hey, Ohan,
confirm
stop
closed.
Touching me. Ohan, hands to yourself.
That's not me.
Oh, whose hand is in your... Oh, I guess that's mine. Oh, shit, let me put that back. Anyway, guys, close your eyes.
Okay.
Confirm when you're closed.
Confirm.
Okay, try to not imagine a white polar bear.
Well, I can't do it.
Exactly.
All right, I'm imagining a black polar bear. But there's a white polar bear standing next to it.
Yeah, the brain can't not imagine a white polar bear when you... Because just to think about the absences of a white polar bear makes you think about a white polar bear. So when
I
you say
a
private recording... No, shut up, Joe. When you say you have a
Sorry.
Private recording that's with Ohan and Lars can fuck off, then that knowledge is passed to me. I can't think, oh, it's private. I better not read this. My brain just reads right through it.
Uh-huh. That was a whole lot of setup for, say, very little. You could have just said,
exactly.
I wanted to...
I could have, but I actually enjoyed doing the little psychological experiment. It's color for the audience, Joe.
Does that go for anything?
Something you would know nothing about.
Well, why is the example a white polar bear? Yeah, polar bear.
Why is the example a white polar bear?
Yeah. Yes.
My name's
My name's Ohan. Why is a white polar bear?
Enough people like use that as an example that it just kind of stuck.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it's like with the duck test where it's like it doesn't need to be the duck, but it's just like easy to remember. Like if something walks like a duck, talks like a duck, and smells like a duck,
walks
and looks
like
a duck,
duck,
it's probably a duck.
Talks like a duck.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were
like
leading into that
like
stupid duck analogy.
How is that stupid? It's very good.
Well, where I've you can live a million years as a duck or whatever.
Oh no 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 no, not that one. We retired that.
No, that's 4,300.
Oh. Anyway,
there's a UFO going by. Do you see it?
Yeah.
There's a UFO.
It's called a satellite, Joe.
Look, that is that way.
Technically, this is a UFO. Technically, the ship is not even legal.
Plane going over my
but
house.
But I still think it should know. Never mind. I was going to make a joke about how it should still have rights to live in America, but then Joe said he didn't want to get political.
I'd prefer not to.
Yeah.
You don't want to get political, Joe? Let's talk about politics, Joe.
So,
hey,
Ohan,
let's talk about the 20 minutes it took you to get ready. What were you doing, Ohan, those 20 minutes driving to the shuttle? You said, give me 20 minutes
on a,
and then I'll be on my way.
An answer as if your life depended on it.
What were you doing? Taking
a
shit?
I was having, yes.
Fucking
that's classified.
A bag? Like,
it's all classified. We're in space.
All right.
All right. So, your girlfriend, she's a human?
What makes you think she's not?
I thought you were going to say, what makes you think she's a human?
All right, I'm going to go outside the ship for a little bit. I'm going to let you guys... I'm going to take a lap, and I'm going to see how you guys do, okay?
What are you going to do outside, though?
I'm just going to go look around.
Outside the cockpit?
No. Well, I'll have that little attachment. I won't get too far. I just want to see.
We're driving like 10,000 miles an hour.
No, we're not. We're stopped completely.
Oh, I guess that's true. It just looked like we were. My bad.
You just can't tell because we're out in space, so there's not...
Is there stopping in space?
Oh, that was fast.
Good question.
What is stop?
What is space?
Exactly.
Ohan...
All right, be right
Are
back.
We moving or is space?
When you go to the gym, what types of exercises do you do?
Usually cardio, core, and upper body or lower body. Everything, pretty much.
You ever do forearm exercises?
Yes. Actually, I do.
What do you do to exercise your forearm?
There's a machine for everything.
A machine?
Yes.
They say that you have to spend equal time on your forearms or else your one of your forearms is going to become bigger than the other.
Are you trying to make a masturbation joke right now?
No. Look at your forearms.
Because my left arm is stronger than my right arm.
Your left one is?
Yes.
Mine are about the same. If anything, I think my right one's a little stronger.
Using that barbell too much on one side?
Yeah.
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 Amazon.t1podcast.com. I was on that website before I went on the spaceship. Why did I go there, Joe? Can you guess?
Well, it's because we're Amazon affiliates now. Did you know that, Ohan? Did you know that?
You're an Amazon affiliate?
Yeah, if you go to amazon.t1podcast.com, it's going to help us out. You're just going to spend the same money you would normally spend, but you're going to help us out by doing that.
How does that work, by the way? They just sign on, they go to the website, they go to amazon.t1podcast.com and select products or qualifiers to give us a percentage back?
That's right, that's it. Yeah, it takes them to the website, and they just buy whatever. They have 24 hours before the link is no longer good. I think it uses cookies. And that's it.
Wait, yeah. amazon.t1podcast?
Yeah. .com.
.com.
Next time you buy something on Amazon, Enter. Go to amazon.t1podcast.com. And it'll give you the...
Oh, it's a referral link. Gotcha.
Yeah. You know how a lot of people are like, oh, no, I couldn't possibly afford $2 a month to support the show on Patreon. No, I could never do that. But they do still shop on Amazon, and, like, we know that they do. That's a good way to help support the show.
Gotcha.
I'm just stating this to no one in particular. I mean, this would be like, if we were doing, like, a normal episode, this would be like an ad. But I'm just saying this to you guys just because I feel like you would probably care. Just saying.
Well, we're not doing an episode right now.
No.
We're recording.
Yeah, I mean, just in case we want to turn it into an episode later, but this is just for you guys to know.
Yeah. By the way, I noticed, Lars, you were only gone for less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, because I remembered that really cool thing about Amazon.
Are you sure it's not because we were tanking?
No, it's because I imagined, like, oh, if we were doing an episode right now, it was kind of like to that point where we would want to put that in. And I just had amazon.t1podcast.com on the brain.
Hey, Lars, which of your forearms are bigger?
That's a really stupid question.
Let's all do a laugh like we're at a British tea party.
Okay, that's enough, Joe.
All right. We're at...
You should
getting
put that
really
on
meta.
Your coat of arms, Joe.
What, Lars?
You should just put that on your coat of arms. Just put,
at a British tea party in a space shuttle above the Earth, floating above the atmosphere.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
How's this?
Oh, I have an annual pass, so I go there all the time.
Wait.
And as far as everybody knows, I only have an annual pass.
How's your job?
Nobody knows. Huh?
How's your job?
Oh, hon, we have to be very discreet because as far as everybody knows, on this entire server, I only have an annual pass.
So, Joe.
Oh, they don't know about your job. Okay.
Joe, I have a question, Joe.
I kept it a secret for a whole year. All right. What, Lars? I mean, what, Ohan?
Did you just... Why'd you call... Okay.
Are you okay, Joe? You're just, like, mistaking the two of us, even though we're nothing
alike.
I'm telling
you, he's high.
You're high!
That's true. I never quit. I just...
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
He can quit whenever he wants, because he's not addicted.
Joe, if that's true, that's serious, that's pathetic.
I'm just kidding, Lars. I did quit.
Oh, okay. Did you hear his voice crack? He's totally lying.
No, it's really funny because, like, for, like, the last several months, he's been like, yeah, I don't do marijuana anymore. And it would be really sad as a human being if he was like, oh, no, I never quit at all. I was just joking.
Oh.
I didn't actually give up that vice.
Wait, so did you actually quit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Glaucoma cleared up or what?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Joe, I'm going to introduce a householder family tradition here. When one of us says the following phrase, say trust me, and then you say trust me back to me, mm-hmm. We assume you're telling the truth. And that's a bond you don't break. So say trust me.
Trust me.
Okay. I believe him.
But it's not a Rosenblum family bond.
Oh my gosh.
But I am telling
you. Can I fire Joe?
Yes, you can.
But I am telling the truth.
Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
When was the last time you cried?
By the way, Lars, I would appreciate it if you take out the part about me working at Disney.
I'll bleep it.
I don't want 10,000 people finding me.
Yeah, at the hotel. Yeah, I'll bleep it.
Oops.
You're not even real famous. You're just internet famous.
That's true.
Burn! Actually, that's kind of a burn to me, too, because I'm a part of the show, but...
You go up to anybody on the streets and be like, do you know what the first podcast is? And they'll be like, I know what a podcast is.
Yeah.
No, but you go up to people on dating apps and you're like, who's your favorite YouTuber? We probably interviewed them.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Also, I feel like if someone was like, oh, have you heard of the first podcast? There's like something of a chance that they will have heard of it. But if you say, do you know who Ohan is? There's just like a flat 0%.
Of course. I live behind a mask right now, so.
Yep.
And that mask is my costume. Because people don't actually like me. They like my suit.
That's okay.
Something. You can take off the mask. You can come out. That's fine.
Joe, you didn't answer the question.
The last time I cried?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. You cry all the time.
No, probably a few days ago. I don't know, maybe like a week ago. I think I was watching Golden Buzzer videos on YouTube.
Why do you watch so many of those?
They're actually pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Right?
Hey, yeah. That's pretty good.
Right, Ohan?
Yeah. I like watching America's Got Talent.
Ohan, kind of fun. When was the last time you took a shit?
Actually, like 3 hours ago.
Not I shit 25 not. Minutes ago?
No.
When we were 5 minutes into this recording? When you suddenly stopped and said, oh no, I shit my pants?
What?
You guys don't remember that? Well, Lars, you were still in the back, but Ohan turns to me and he says, "Oh no, I shit my pants." And
25 minutes ago, we weren't even having a conversation, remember? It's just banter.
Joe, this is madness. This is anarchy. You're introducing falsities into the ether here. This is not good, buddy. Ew, excuse me.
Ohan, you ever do mushrooms?
I've never done drugs other than
Tylenol. Have you ever had mushrooms on pizza?
Have you ever eaten mushrooms?
Oh, mushrooms. Salad.
Yeah, of course.
What did you think I said?
Shrooms.
No. Have you had mushrooms?
Yes.
Did you trip out?
No. Oh my gosh.
What?
You're not going to edit this to make it sound like I'm saying yes to shrooms.
We should edit that editing to make what? It sound we're, like we're saying yes to shrooms.
We're just on a spaceship. What do you mean editing?
I
he just shit himself.
Yeah, a little bit.
Ohan has stopped responding. Gotta end the task.
Ohan.
So what's next on your agenda, Joe? Huffing paint?
Well, here.
Yes?
Well, here's my idea. Suppose this was an episode of the first podcast and we wanted to get the second ad out of the way so that the rest of it was completely ad-free.
Ooh.
What would we do, Joe?
Do tell. Well,
I mean, that's just nonsense. That's ridiculous.
Shut the fuck up, Joe.
But if we wanted to do something like that...
You're going to get a cop. They're going to demonetize you for cussing because you can't have ads when you're cussing.
Oh, this is a podcast, baby.
Why did you just call Ohan baby?
It's an expression.
Because he likes me.
Yeah, I like Ohan. What's wrong with Ohan, Joe? I think there's something wrong with you if you don't like
You've
Ohan.
You've never called me baby Joe.
Baby Joe.
I've never called you baby Joe because that'd be weird.
That's what people call Joe's penis. Baby Joe.
How would you know that, Lars?
Because you told me all your girlfriends say that. I mean...
That's true.
Sorry.
Call it Joe Jr.
Little Joe.
Little Joe.
Extra small Joe. All right, let's talk about our last sponsor. Speaking of extra small penises on Joe.
It's average.
Nord.t1podcast.com is another link.
2 inches is average.
Yeah, for like a toddler. Right. Nord.t1podcast.com is a kind of a cool website.
Nord.t1podcast.com. Basically, what you're going to do is go to Nord.t1podcast.com to learn more about NordVPN. When you learn more...
Joe, why when you do these ads, why do you always sound like you've been, like, recently castrated? I don't understand. You have to have energy.
All right.
Here, I'll do it.
Okay.
$3 a month, guys. $3 a month to protect your internet from everything that is wrong with it in 2019. $3 to protect yourself against the government tracking your data. $3 to prevent the local Starbucks Wi-Fi from being sketchy on you. $3 to be able to access French office.
Le bureau.
$3 to make sure that your internet isn't throttling you after using, what, like 2 gigabytes a month? $3, yeah. Guys.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do we know if VPNs actually work?
Because you can see them working right in front of you and you can see what they are doing. Because Nord values 100% transparency. It's one of the only VPNs in the world to do that because they do charge you a small monthly fee, unlike the free ones, which harvest your data to shit. And you can see exactly what they're doing from the app. So
here, let me show you on my phone. Oh, it's not connecting because we're in space.
Yeah. Nord.t1podcast.com is the link for that. And Ohan, what's the name of the podcast that me and Joe do?
T1 Podcast?
No, that's not true.
Quite. That's our URL. But
the first podcast?
Yes, the first podcast is the checkout at checkout. The code to get you 75% off your first subscription.
You know, I'm sorry. I kind of said the first podcast in a nonchalant way.
It's fine.
Okay.
We've had guests on that are like, what's the name of the show again?
The first podcast.
You still doing your streams, Ohan?
You still peeing?
Like on Twitch?
No, you're peeing. Yeah. How's your pee?
Yeah, those streams.
Have you ever like urinated and then like 2 streams come out and then one stream goes towards the floor and the other one goes in the bowl and you're just like, oh shit, it's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Or one goes onto your jeans or something.
Ugh, I wish I didn't have a penis.
You heard it here first, folks.
You guys know why the two streams happen, right?
Why?
Well, I mean, it's kind of obscene. I don't want to. Well, then I'll tell you. I'll tell you off air.
Like, yeah.
Then why did you ask that?
I'll tell you later.
By the way, if we were having a chat, I feel like Ken in the chat right now would be saying, "Hey, Dix, I'm eating ravioli," right?
Yeah, something like that.
And if people did want to tune into the chat to these, like, I'm just like talking like how we can advertise the show. If people did want to tune into these episodes live, how would they do that, Joe?
They would go to discord.t1podcast.com.
Why?
That would allow them to enjoy the live episodes. Could tune in live, talk to their favorite YouTubers like Senor Palo, Call Me Carson.
Have you ever had Lennox back?
Hmm? What?
Have you ever brought Lennox Knight back on the show?
No.
No, but if we did,
you could tune in live. Could
tune in live.
Discord.t1podcast.com.
The creators of Cyanide and Happiness, the creator of...
the other creator of Cyanide and Happiness?
Cyanide and Happiness. There was one of the creators of Cards Against Humanity. That, you know, all kinds of cool people. You could tune in live.
Cyanide and Happiness, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Bitch, we've been busy while you were gone.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We got Senor Palo.
Actually, I don't even know why I'm apologizing.
Yeah, don't apologize for being busy as a human. That's fine.
We'll allow it. Hey, Ohan, you remember when we went to Food for Less? And I thought it
stories
was...
Stories no one's going to care about for 200, Alex.
All right.
Moving on. Ohan, do you have any good stories from, like, the last time you were on? Not the last time you were on, but, like, since the last time you were on? Has anything interesting happened in your life at all?
Interesting?
Yeah.
Depends on what you're supposed to define it as interesting. I mean, I'm not... I've become a bit of a hermit since I started editing for Star Wars Theory, like, back in April. Because I edit from home, so like my daily routine is literally get up, get a cup of coffee, maybe some breakfast, and then edit two videos, and then do whatever I want throughout my day, which is go to the gym and play video games or something, you know. I hate working for him. I hope he never watches this episode.
Whoops.
For saying that. But I've been pestering Team Liquid to try to get a full-time job with them because I'd rather work with them in the gaming industry and with an actual company than a YouTube channel. But that's just me, you know.
Are you getting paid?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
How much do they pay you?
I would say it. I'll tell you once I stop working for him.
Okay.
Okay.
But I'll probably lose interest at that point. So yeah. It won't matter.
I've already lost interest.
But yeah. I would prefer for it's not I'm not saying it because of personal reasons because I'm really open about most things, but like I think he would mind.
Oh, honey, you like Coke?
No Coke, Pepsi.
They're both horrible for you, so no. I like Monster.
No, not the soda.
Funny stuff, Joe.
Just kidding, moving on.
I'm gonna take a lap. You guys, give this a chance.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna just talk amongst yourselves. Let's give this a third chance.
Enjoy.
Thanks, Rick.
Should we set like a GPS for this thing? It goes. Jupiter or something.
I would like to go back to the Earth.
All right. This is fine. Let's set the GPS back to the Earth.
Are you down to Earth, Joe? Would you consider yourself down to earth?
All right, here's how I would describe myself. 1 foot on the ground with my head in the clouds and my other foot is like on the moon and my shoulders are like in space. But
could you stop telling me this?
What? You asked a question.
That doesn't make any sense.
All right, to answer your question, yes, I would say I'm down to earth.
I feel like when I talk on a podcast, when I go back and listen to myself talk, I feel like I'm sounding robotic.
So, all right, so let me help you with that. You have to do lots of inflections. So every other syllable should be really high, and every other syllable should be really low. Like, hey guys, I'm Ohan, and then you won't sound robotic.
My voice is too deep to go that sharp.
No, but just to give it a try. I
physically cannot go that
sharp. It doesn't have to
be
that high.
Like,
just talk like
this.
This
as high as my voice can go.
Oh, do you run really high? And one, is it not really, like, it doesn't have to be that high. I want to help, like, instead, like, if right now you're talking, like, the robotic, like this. You just kind of bounce up and down with your voice, and before you know it, you're kind of talking like this.
I'm going to go ask a professional instead.
That's better. That was better. That was more of a difference in inflection. That was good. Good job.
I miss Lars. No offense, Joe.
I miss Lars too.
Okay, so I'm back. There's one thing that's clear to me right now.
What's that?
Okay, so if, God forbid, knock on wood, Joe died, it would be a very tragic event in my life, and it would probably deeply affect me. But I think I'd be able to go on with the show. But boy, do I not think Joe would be able to go on without me at this point.
Damn. He didn't just throw you under a bus. He freaking ran you over with it.
Well, he's not wrong. I don't know how to edit the episodes. Lars is the one who edits them, and I am eternally grateful that you self-sacrificed to do that, Lars.
Yep.
I need to get you a gift or something.
Thank you.
Get you some Disneyland tickets or something like that.
Or you could download Adobe Audition and figure it out. Yeah. I mean.
Oh, but Lars is good. Lars is good. Have you listened to the episodes, Ohan?
Yeah.
Especially the later episodes. They're getting really well edited.
I kind of learned from my mistakes from having Discord up too high on my headphones and having the mic pick it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because that happened to me and I was thoroughly annoyed. But
I was annoyed as well in the editing room, so yeah.
Yeah, I feel you.
If the audience was tuning in, if there was an audience and they did tune into Discord, they might hear something like,
okay,
Junior Mod Ken say something like, and this is from like a few minutes ago, they did comment something like that, 1 foot on the ground, 1 foot in the air, 1 finger in my ass.
I have a question for you, Lars. What game are you looking forward to the most this year?
I was looking forward to Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Why was?
Do you really want to get into it? I mean,
yes, I would like to know why. Because someone told me the exact same thing like a few days ago, actually.
Okay. So for starters, they got rid of the national decks, and there's only going to be a select few hundred Pokemon available in the game.
Are they going to add more later, or is it like permanent?
Permanent.
That's odd.
The animations are very subpar. Like, not keeping up with the Nintendo standards as they grow older.
What about keeping up with the Kardashians?
The graphics are approximately PS2 level. And they've shown on the Switch that Nintendo games can do much, much better than PS2 at this point.
Oh, there's a space lawnmower going by. Hold on. A space mower, they call it.
You didn't need to say that.
All right, just cut it in post.
Also, they're getting rid of a lot of the cool stuff from before, like Mega Evolutions, Z-Moves, just all that like fun extra stuff. And they're charging full price for it. Which I feel like if they were making like some mobile game or something where it was like free to play, that would be excusable, but it's like a premium AAA studio game that's doing all that.
Oh, I see. I mean, I feel like another thing is that, like, I don't think they realize their demographic is, like 20 to 30, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, despite those flaws that we realize, a lot of kids are going to buy it, you know, or at least their parents are going to buy it for them.
I'm going to make a statement that I think the game will still be a lot of fun, but a huge disappointment.
Well, it's a downgrade.
In terms of what it could be.
Yeah.
In terms of what it could be.
I mean, I feel you. I mean, the funny thing is, like, Gears of War 5 is coming out, and Gears 4 was, like, the biggest disappointment for me because it was loaded with microtransactions.
Yeah.
They kept, for the season pass, they were releasing maps that already existed prior Yeah. And also there was like a free map rotation, so there was no point in buying a season pass. The story was mediocre. They played it really safe. And then they called Horde 3.0, which was more like a 0.5 because Gears of War 2's and 3's Horde mode was like so much better than Gears 4's. Anyways, I'm still buying the fifth one, but because there's a lot of improvements.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I'm still gonna get the new Pokemon, but it's just like they're missing so much. It sucks.
Well, yeah, because usually when you expect a sequel, you think of something better, not move backwards.
This is how the episode worked with me and Ohan, where we just kind of had like a natural, evolving, rolling conversation about the things that we enjoy.
Ohan and I had a natural conversation.
When? Whenever?
Today, just now. Like, when you were gone.
Compute.
When you tried to give him awkward speech therapy? Which part of it? I'm confused.
Yeah.
Hey, Ohan, here's how you talk.
That was good. The audience loved it, if there was an audience. Here's the thing. And then I would say something of great significance.
Why are you talking meta right now?
What? What are you talking about?
Please just be normal for a second.
I'm normal.
You're really not.
Screw you. Screw you guys.
Screw you, Dad.
Screw you, Dad. I'm going home. Screw you, Dad. I have a girlfriend. We cuddle every day.
Oh, did you see Joe's video about how he does have a girlfriend, but it's like a unicorn doll?
I don't think so.
Joe, do you still have that?
No, I've destroyed it.
Oh.
I mean, it's the internet, so it might be floating around somewhere.
Joe made a video on his TikTok where, like, he's complaining about his dad saying that he doesn't have a girlfriend, and then he filmed himself kissing a unicorn doll.
Oh. It was, yeah, it's like self-deprecating humor. I was
it's also footage of you kissing a unicorn doll.
Oh, gosh.
It's fine. I took one for the team. Basically, Joe. I was
Why
like...
Why do you have that?
Joe. Well, it was my sister's.
Okay. Oh, it was my sister's. Okay.
It was sister's unicorn doll.
I'm sure.
I was like, my dad's kicking me out of the house because I don't have a job and I don't have a girlfriend. And then I was like, screw you, Dad. I have a girlfriend. We cuddle every day. And then I kiss the unicorn doll. I'm like, meow, 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 meow.
Those were kissing noises on the unicorn doll. God, I'm horrified right now.
It was fine. Was it the funniest thing I've ever done? No. Did it get a lot of views? Also, no. Do I regret it? Yes.
By the way, this is the gentleman who gets a million views on TikTok.
In a week.
A million.
Isn't it real? Did he really get a million views on TikTok?
He was not exaggerating. Joe is very popular on TikTok.
I've got thousands of followers. Need proof. At this.
No, and I'm not like, Joe can probably scrounge that proof up, by the way, but I'm telling you it. So I'm assuming you know that it's true.
Can you make money off of that app?
Well, yeah, not easily.
Kind of. My plan is to just direct traffic to the podcast.
Also, it's like, you know, on Vine and Instagram where you could do like sponsored posts.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that.
You can get featured.
This TikTok is sponsored by nord.t1podcast.com.
Nord.t1podcast.
Dude, you should do ad reads on some of the TikToks.
They're only 15 seconds long as it is.
So make them real short and snappy. Nord.t1podcast.com, get a big discount on your VPN.
But these, it's not.
I was planning on streaming on Twitch regularly once Halo Reach comes out.
I could put a link to the Patreon, like in my bio.
Put my Twitch.
But.
Oh, you mean patreon.com/T1podcast?
No, patreon.com/ Ohan Gazarian.
That's a really good URL you chose because people know how to spell Gazarian. Off the tongue.
I'm sorry.
What is that? Gazarian?
Gharian.
LMNOPX.
There's silent letters in there.
Silent and supple.
Silent but deadly letters.
No, those are your farts, Joe.
Whoops.
What?
Let me delete that real quick. Nothing.
What'd you say?
I accidentally linked a Geizo.
What is that? Linked where? Around the shuttle?
On general chat. Nothing.
My dick hurts. Damn, girl, I'm romantic.
Why did you just say that?
Somebody posted a picture of it a while ago, and I was remembering it.
Oh, hon, don't post your Twitch link in general. There's shill yourself for that. Actually, no, it's shameless plugs. That's different servers, self-promotion. There's shameless plugs for promotion.
Aha!
Posting links to your Twitch in general like a degenerate.
Oh, yeah.
Joe, stop typing. Help. How are you even typing in space?
I think my ass is plugged.
Wait, can I even, like, change my URL on Twitch?
Yes. You probably should.
I should, yes.
So, Lars, while you were gone, we set the GPS back to Earth. We should be getting back in, like, 10 minutes.
Okay. You have to follow that up with the next point of conversation, Joe.
Come on, man.
You guys ever...
You're killing me.
I got a 7-Eleven Slurpee for the first time in years the other day. They stopped selling the smallest size, so now you have to buy like a 24-ounce Slurpee.
Dude, is this how you pick up girls?
No. What? What girls?
Exactly.
This is what you say in an elevator with someone that you're acquainted with, but not friends with, Joe. Like, oh yeah, I tried a Slurpee the other day. They got rid of the small size. Like, that's...
So I drank half of it, and I left the other half on top of the trash can.
Come on, that man. That was the end of it. I'm your guest. You know what I like. You know what I'm into. Let's have a conversation.
Oh, let's talk about feet and...
50-foot-tall giant woman.
Giantesses.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
You literally just said talk about what you're into.
Yeah, you wanted to talk about...
Like, hobbies and shit, you degenerate.
That's not your hobby?
I'm sorry, I thought you wanted... Ohan, I thought you wanted to do another entire episode on sexual fetishes.
We already did that! We don't need to do that again.
No, to be fair, you said another one.
And Joe, you're freaking afraid of telling us your freaking fetish, so don't even talk about mine.
It was
there ain't no double standard here. I'm gonna tell everyone here right now what your fetish is.
Oh, God, yeah, no.
Might as well. Just do it, dude. Just do it.
You ready, Joe?
No!
Just do it.
His voice cracked because he really doesn't want me to say it.
Just say it, man.
Oh, my gosh.
No, seriously, Ohan, X-nay.
All right, fine. I'll drop it. Pussy.
Okay.
All right.
Fucking pussy. Anyway, let's move on.
Anyway, I think we've... It says ETA, like, five minutes, 45 seconds on that GPS. No.
That's the Postmates delivery time for the subway to the shuttle. Not the subway to the subway sandwiches that we ordered.
The shuttle to the subway.
Like, I ordered a $5 foot long in more ways than one.
Subway.t1podcast.com.
Try our new Jared special.
Oh.
Anyway, let's move on.
You ever drive along the freeway and you're like, oh, I wonder if I could beat that time? It's like, you're going to arrive at 4:20. I wonder if I can arrive before 4:20.
Why would you want to beat 4:20? That's the best time to arrive.
I think
it's... I wonder if we could beat the shuttle arrival time.
Of Joe's addiction to marijuana.
It really is.
Because he chose the time 4:20. You could have chosen any time, but yep, you chose 4:20.
69. That's true. You guys go to Subway lately?
Yep.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
San Diego.
Would you?
Tuna sandwich.
You got San Diego at Subway?
What did you get, Lars? Ohan got San Diego. What did you get?
I got tuna sandwich. No, it's just like one of the cheaper places to eat in downtown San Diego by the convention center.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, I'll just get a tuna sandwich from Subway.
Okay.
It was expensive-ish.
I feel like tuna at Subway is pretty good. Taste-wise.
Yeah, surprisingly. The best sub sandwich, like, place to eat, to be honest, is Firehouse Subs.
Oh, I like Jersey Mike's.
I've never actually had Jersey Mike's, which is funny because Team Liquid is sponsored by Jersey Mike's. And
ooh.
And And the funny thing is, if Team, did you know about this? If Team Liquid were to go 2-0 over the weekend, like win their Saturday game and win their Sunday game, you can actually get buy one, get one free subs at Jersey Mike's.
Yeah. No. Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Jersey Mike's. Are they the ones where the owner is... no, I'm thinking of Jimmy John's.
Yep.
But you have to like show them the Twitter post of that you can get the sub for free or whatever, just because the employees don't know anything about that stuff.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What was... what did you say again? What was the special? You have to show them...
Don't worry about it. I can just... in the edit, you'll hear it. So it's fine.
Oh, okay. Jimmy John's will actually give you a free sandwich. You just have to show them a lion's head.
That's outdated, but still funny.
Isn't that the right. ad where like the guy gets naked or something?
I don't know. But no. The owner used to hunt for sport. He stopped though.
Oh.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like that, yeah, that's like over now. But it was a good point of criticism before.
Hmm.
Well, good. What do you guys think of this? They say, so apparently some scientists say that just like we shame people who smoke cigarettes, we should shame people who are fat, not just for being fat, but for exhibiting the poor behaviors like drinking soda, eating tons of sugar, in order to correct the behavior? I don't know. What do you guys think?
Say that first part, like making fun of them?
Fat shaming should be acceptable, essentially.
It really depends on that approach, because like if you tell them like, hey, you know, I think you should stop doing this. I think it's bad for you. You know, you probably should start exercising, whatever, like makes sense. And then after a certain point, if they keep up their bad habits, then you can like be a little bit more harsh or strict on them, because fat pride is like the dumbest thing in the world, to be honest.
Well, I get body positivity, but.
Yeah, but like. That's body positivity and fat pride are two different things.
Yes.
Like body positivity is like
accepting your flaws and understanding that you're not going to look like a supermodel necessarily.
Exactly. Yeah. But like fat pride is like, hey, I've overeaten. It's really hard for me to lose weight. I'm a lazy piece of shit, and I'm going to accept who I am, and you better too, or else I'm going to freaking be an SJW.
Okay. So my opinion on this, by the way, Joe, is very, very studied, and I'm probably a lot harsher on people's fat logic than most people are. I think your average person's probably going to be a bit nicer about this, but the truth is that the obesity epidemic is one of the biggest public health crises that we've ever had, and while I don't condone people being mean to each other per se, it is on the same level as the cigarette problem, and probably much worse because it's intertwined with a healthy lifestyle, because we do need to eat. So there's a lot of gray area with food, and if we don't address this, it's going to lead to severe problems for the majority of the population.
Well, the funny thing is, how do you solve something like that? Because obviously, like, I've gone to a trip to Israel, and everyone there is healthy and skinny, and finding an overweight person is actually more rare, you know, than here. Yeah, here it's so common. And like, I tried doing keto and tried doing different diets, but then like everywhere you go, it's for the most part unhealthy. And obviously you have salad as an option or healthier solutions as an option, but it's kind of brushed aside. It's not like a promoted thing, you know, like carbs aren't everything. Sugar isn't everything. Like,
I think we should start promoting awareness with apps like MyFitnessPal and Fitbit and stuff, so that the people can be a little bit more aware of what's going inside of them.
I think that we should maybe make it more difficult for there to be, I don't know, you know, never mind. I was going to say maybe like there shouldn't be so many fast food restaurants, but I don't think the solution is regulating the number of fast food restaurants. I think it's more like maybe making the quality of ingredients better. Like, I feel like there's, I don't know, or maybe just education.
No, I think the original subject was kind of the idea where it's like we should start getting to a point where we tell people that are close to us, like, I've noticed that you're having problems with this. Do you need help? Like, you know, this, we, there is a serious reality here.
Losing weight is so damn hard, dude. Like, it is, like, if you eat too little, then your body converts anything that you consume into fat. And if you eat too much, you obviously gain weight. There's, like, a middle line, but it's hard to stay consistent with that middle line, you know?
Kinda.
I mean, there's a lot more to it, and every body is different and can react differently to what you put in it. But it's still, like, I don't know. It's very interesting.
Well, it's you eat less than you burn and you lose weight.
Yeah.
And that's the end of that.
Well, yeah, because I think consumption, like, consuming is like at least 70% of the diet, you know, and then working out is the other 30%.
Yeah.
So
I'd say 70 to 80%. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say it's more 68-32.
Well, when, like, back in high school, I was in cross country. I was running like 15 miles a day, and I couldn't keep up with my calorie intake. So I was losing weight regardless. Also, yeah. When you're a teenager, your metabolism's so high.
Yeah, but your metabolism only slows by about 300 calories as you get older.
Like total?
So, yeah.
Even when you're like 60 or 80, or
even when you're 60 or 80, yeah, that is greatly exaggerated if you actually look into it.
Okay, yeah, everyone acts like it's just massive thing. But 300 calories doesn't seem that bad, actually.
Well,
when you think about 300 calories a day,
it's also folk logic, because a lot of people in high school are physically active, so they're burning more, even. So it's like, you know, they're playing sports, they're outside.
Oh, I get it. So you're saying is when we get older, we aren't as active, so we just lose that metabolism.
Right. So not only do you lose the basal metabolic rate a little bit from age, but you also lose some of the physical activity that most people were involved in, unless you choose to do that still, which you can.
300 calories a day is not nothing. 1 pound of fat is 3,500 calories.
Right.
So in 11 days, all things the same, you're going to gain a pound every 11 days.
Yeah, so it's like it's small things, but it can be a death by 1,000 cuts pretty easily.
That's almost 36 pounds a year.
You know what?
Yep.
You know what's funny? The only diet, I don't recommend diets per se, but the only diet that's ever worked for me is keto. Once.
By the way, this is the Nutrition Facts podcast now, I guess. When do we get onto this?
I asked if what you guys think about fashion.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay, I guess we're on to health topics with Joe and Lars.
We're a very eclectic podcast.
And on, yeah.
This is how freaking conversations work. Joe, take
exactly.
notes.
Joe, take notes of this, please.
So here's what happens when Lars leaves. I like regular conversations, and I also like to have very weird, awkward conversations. And I love that I'm an awkward person. And when Lars is here, I feel compelled to have a normal conversation. And when Lars goes away, I'm liberated in that I'm able to have a weird conversation.
I don't.
And I also just need more practice.
Yeah, I was going to say probably the latter there.
Probably mostly the second thing.
Dude, Ohan, did you ever listen to the old episode that Joe did with Johnny K?
I don't think so.
Where I actually did have to leave after like a half an hour into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was just like, so, yes, yes. Like, he just started screaming, yes, until she gave him like a pity laugh.
Yeah, it was horrible.
And eventually they just started live reacting to our rap music video just because you ran out of things to talk about.
Oh my gosh.
We have not kept that episode up. Maybe I'll put that out for the patrons at some point.
Jeez.
It was pretty bad.
To be fair, Joe, it's slightly better now. Like, at least you weren't shrieking yas at Ohan.
Well, you live and you learn, you know?
Yeah.
I just need more practice. And
yep.
With each repetition, I'll get better and better. And maybe next time I'll only say yas once.
All right, Joe, for the last 5 minutes of the podcast, I think you should go ahead and try your best for something with Ohan.
Okay. Hey Ohan?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Wait, what did you do?
I kicked Joe from the server.
Yes! I love you so much right now. Oh my gosh. Justice. Oh my goodness.
All right. He'll be back in a second.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Well, this actually happened to me. We do bonus episodes for the patrons to listen to.
Yeah.
And something similar happened on a bonus episode.
Yeah, where Joe kept singing this song about MySpace, and then...
Oh, MySpace, MySpace, every single...
I kicked him again for doing the song again.
Oh, man.
All right, he'll be back.
Does he have the... Does Joe have, like, no power on this Discord?
All right, you're back. All right, try your hardest to actually do 5 minutes with Ohan. I'm giving you some practice here, okay?
Okay.
Focus.
So, let's focus. Let's just do some deep breathing for a second. Just kidding. I don't know. It's so weird. I just want to be weird. I just want to be a...
These 5 minutes are being very wasted right now. Go.
So, Ohan, yes. Tell me, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years?
Yeah.
Hoping my stock explodes and hopefully I'm working a full-time job somewhere notable and making decent money. Oh, and driving a Tesla pickup truck, because that's my dream car right now.
Let's talk about that. Tesla has recently, I guess it's been like a year ago at this point, they announced that they're going to have a pickup truck.
Yes.
That is going to have more horsepower than a regular pickup truck. And for only like $50,000, which is not much more than the standard pickup truck.
Yeah, that's actually kind of shocking. But basically, it's supposed to be announced next month, and he says it's supposed to look cyberpunk, which is, you already got my attention there, you know?
Yeah.
But 500-mile range, or 400 to 500-mile range, 300,000-pound towing capacity. And I'm just like, that sounds amazing. I mean, how can you get that much power and go and have just as good of a gas mileage as, like, a Prius, you know? But...
Yeah. Yeah, you're telling me. It's not a hybrid either. It's full electric, right?
Yeah. It's full electric. Also, have you heard what the new gaming platform of Tesla?
No.
So, you know how, filling a car up with gas only takes, like, a few minutes? But charging a car takes, like, at least up to 20 minutes or more?
On like a supercharge.
Yeah. So basically what it is you can plug a controller into the Tesla car and actually play like actual video games on the center console screen while you're waiting for it to charge.
I thought you were going to say that you could plug a controller into it and drive it and like shoot missiles out of the car and fly and take off.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Go into outer space.
That's the plan, I guess. Going to Mars.
One day.
No, but like it's kind of cool that you can play video games on your car while you're waiting for it to charge. Like when you're playing a racing game, you can actually use the pedals and steering wheel of the car to control it.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's so weird.
Engineers are phenomenal.
This is good. We're just having a normal conversation. So we found something to talk about that we're both interested in.
Yeah, it was fun until you kind of brought it up, but yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
Typically, when normal people have normal conversations, you don't bring up the fact that it's a normal conversation.
Yeah, they're not like, how's the weather, Steve? Well, OJ, today is going to be very nice.
See, we're just having a normal conversation.
Look, we're having a normal conversation.
Ha ha! Kind of want to do that in an elevator.
Yeah.
With people just listening.
Oh, Joe just took away the staff powers from one of our staff members for some reason.
I was afraid that he was going to kick me because he told me to sing the MySpace song again. And I guess he doesn't have the power to do that. All right, I'll give you your staff power back.
It's already back. I gave it back to him because you're weird for doing that.
Well, I was afraid he was going to kick me. It was a legitimate fear, a phobia. I was transfixed.
A phobia? It's no way.
We all said as if we're actually doing a podcast conversation right now.
Are you telling me this?
No, I'm just like, I'm noting that this is how the conversation would go if there was a chat going on during a normal conversation.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Right. Maybe at some point in the future, we could hop in a Tesla and say, hey, Tesla, take me to Jupiter. And it would take us to Jupiter. Maybe time travel. Maybe teleport.
Supposedly, we've discovered the secrets of teleportation.
Oh, yes. With the, they moved an atom or a particle.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and use that, Joe? Get out of here.
Well, here's the problem with teleportation, though, is because if it's anything like, you know, what they say it is, it breaks you apart and puts you back together. So essentially, it kills you.
Sounds sexy.
So if it teleports you and you're breaking up into atoms and placed back together, is that still you?
Yeah.
Well, does it have your memories? Like.
Yes, but if you believe in a soul, does it have a soul? Does your soul transport over? Is it just an empty husk with a brain?
Well, if it has the memories and emotions, and that doesn't seem too empty.
Okay, but is it still that person that teleported over, or is it another one with its memories?
Calm down, Joe.
Well, it begs the question. Are you you because of your memories? Are you you because of your body? What makes you you? It's like you could take classes and classes of philosophy and still not be able to answer that. Like,
well, what makes me me is I'm a talk show host.
So is every talk show, is that necessary and sufficient, Lars? Like, is every talk show host you?
No, just this one.
Well,
so what is this one?
No, but
me.
That's why we kind of.
But you can't. That's circular.
No, it's not. It's fine.
Well, I mean, that's why we straightforward.
I'll fix it in post. Don't worry.
Okay.
Blah.
Blah.
That's why we stray towards that spiritual sense of a soul, because it's like.
Because of teleportation technicalities.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that, you know.
Every day, we stray further from God.
Yeah. This is definitely true.
I'm learning Japanese.
Is that straying you further away from God?
Yes.
Why is learning Japanese?
Well, then stop.
Stop learning Japanese.
You want to hear me count to 19 in Japanese?
Not really.
All right.
I had my finger over the kick button.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
That's pretty good.
All right.
We're having
fans.
A normal conversation.
All right. Let's go ahead and let's kind of call this a day. We're starting to get back to Earth now.
Bloop, 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 bloop. And we just landed.
No, don't be, like, do it like you're not weird.
Oh. Ooh, I feel like we're going into orbit.
Ooh. Can you do it like you're not weird, please?
Oh, okay. How do you mean? Can you give me a demonstration?
Okay, so if I said, oh, well, we should probably wrap up this podcast soon because it looks like we're coming back into orbit, Ohan would say something like...
Oh, I know.
Dude, you just had a Joe out. Jesus.
All right, here's what you would say, Ohan. You would say something like, oh, yeah, it is kind of getting late. And we are going back into orbit.
What is...
And then we'd be like, oh, yeah, so...
What is
people
late,
wanted to
though?
Tune in. People wanted to... Yeah, you would say stuff like that.
Okay.
The name of this episode should be Joe Flounders His Way Through Space. Or There Is a Flounder in Space. Or
now you're just floundering again.
The flounder's name is Joe and it's in space. Or like... Or, I don't know. Something like
that. What just happened?
Somebody moved me from recording the voice chat. It was probably one of our newest mods, Ken.
All right, let's go ahead and, like, for the next few minutes, ignore all of your impulses, Joe, and let's actually just close out the episode.
Yes.
Okay. So, thank you for tuning into this episode. It has been something of a playground for me to practice my floundering, and, I wanted to say thank you, and Ohan, thank you for tuning in with us to record live.
Thank you for having me.
On our space shuttle to outer space. And Lars, I didn't know you were there, but you were.
Yes.
So, thank you. You saved the day.
Yeah, imagine if this episode had just been showing on the whole time.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.